And good evening, audio booers. Today is February 6, 2013. And what I thought I would do for today's topics, I know I've got all kinds of topics jumping around in my head, but this one is another one of those remember when topics for today. And I'm going to turn back the clock to 25 years ago, which would be February 1988. Actually, the specific date would be around 4th or 5th of February in 1988 is when I bought my first ghetto blaster, as they were called back then, or boombox, as some of them might know them now, with two speakers, two cassette decks, five-band equalizer with an auto reverse on the tape deck. It was a really good machine. And, of course, I had one before that. It was a Pro Sonic that I'd gotten for Christmas of 1985. And, but that was like, it was a lower-end one. The sound wasn't very good. But this thing was really good sound. It was a Fisher PHW704. That's what the model number was. Fisher was the make, and it was a PHW704 model. It was black. And, of course, I had the silver around the equalizer and, like, silver rims around the speakers. And, of course, the grills were black and had white on the front. It was a really good unit. And I think it took 6D cell batteries, the thing. And it had some awesome sound, I'm telling you. Just trying to think. I got it from a place, I think it was Atlantic Stereo. I think that's what the place was called. It was in the mall in Brantford at the time, where I was a student at the W. Ross McDonald School. And the mall there, the Linden Park Mall, had, I think it was Atlantic, I don't know what it was called. I know the store was Atlantic, and I don't know, it was TV and Sound or whatever it was. I think we just referred to it as Atlantic Stereo, I think. And so I paid, I actually used my own money to pay for this thing. When I first started drawing my, it was like I started getting both my disability at the time, which was family benefits allowance, and I'd also been doing some work on Switchboard, and some of that money was saved as well. So I got this thing. I think it was over $200 I paid for the thing. And but like I say, the sound was just awesome. The speakers were detachable. And that thing did quite well. It held up well into the 90s when the one tape deck, I think, started, one of the buttons would stick, and I think it wouldn't play, or I think it would play, but it would be stuck kind of in a fast speed, and it wouldn't quit all the way, it wouldn't go all the way the normal speed, or I think it would make a heck of a clicking sound. I know my dad fixed it, and it made a heck of a clicking sound, and that was, fortunately, it was a play deck. The auto-reverse deck was not affected. Or was it that one? I think it was the other one. I think it was the record deck that was messed up. But that was like well into the 90s, so I got plenty of use out of it. And I had a CD player, like a CD Walkman thing that I started hooking into it for a while too. But I never recorded some music tapes off of it, and I've made a couple tapes of, like, audio tapes of about, I think it was like three or four mixtapes of other tapes that I had, just kind of compilation type tapes, and that was more for going home, like listening, traveling back and forth on the bus. And so, of course, I would listen with the big bulky stereo headphones. I know the FM reception wasn't half bad on that either. And so, anyway, it was into the 90s. I got my own place, and I had my own home stereo with double cassette deck and turntable, so that was more for the home listening. And so I had both, and I think when I moved to my own apartment, I just had the home stereo that I had in 89, that I had that in the apartment with me, and I didn't need the Fisher system. So that one stayed at home, and my dad started using it in the living room because they never really had a decent stereo for playing tapes on for the longest time either. I started using it again in the 90s, in the late 90s, early 2000s for a while, and because I know by then the tape, I think that it still played, but I think the auto reverse, because there was a button on there, then I think that was shot too. I think so I could just play, and I had to manually turn the tapes over and turn them. So it was going downhill. But I did use it for speakers, for computer speakers for a little while in 2001, 2002. And the antenna broke, and I think, and I did only send it into service once, and that was foolish because Actually, another student at the school had a power amp that they put the speaker on, and they just were playing around, and they hooked my speaker up to it, so of course it messed it up. And so to avoid warranty problems, I just told the guy, yeah, the speaker kind of blew, and so they fixed it, and I got it back a couple weeks later. And actually, the guy called me at my parents in Niagara-on-the-Lake at the time from Atlantic and told me my stereo was back, so I was able to pick it up. So, yeah, when I moved out of the townhouse in 2005, I left it behind because it was pretty much well past its prime. It still had good sound. The radio, of course, worked because there were no moving parts, but the tape decks were gone, and so I just left it there and let whatever, whoever the people went in, the maintenance people, do whatever with it, along with the stereo as well. So that was the saga of my Fisher PHW 704. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye-bye.